Well, Jackie Road is just a place where we can have some fun. Well, I'm having fun at Jackie Road, doing cool interviews and writing songs.
Hi, this is the Jackie Road Studios podcast, and this is last week's song, In Full. It's streaming now on Spotify and Apple Music. Inspired by my chat with Liam Stapledon, this is called My New Voice.
The doctor's looking back at me with concern on his face. I just asked him if he could make my voice change. Is there any operation in modern medicine to help the way I sing? I'll do anything. He slowly closed the door, made sure no one was listening. He said, are you interested in a science that's untested? A procedure I'm working on to make singers better at singing songs. But we must act fast. Before I knew it, I was fast asleep, and he was deep in my throat with his doctor's microscope, working away on my new voice. He promised me immediately after the surgery I'd sing like no one's ever sung before. I worked many hours later, took off my respirator, looked up at the doctor. Did it all go well? He helped me to my feet, said there's only one way to tell. He said, try it out. And I said, oh, yo, 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 this is my new voice. Oh, I love my new voice. Oh, ro, 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 this is my new voice. I can't wait to show the boys. Die, da da da, da 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 da. Oh, this is my new voice. Oh, I love my new voice. Die, da da da, da 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 da. This is my new voice, and I can't wait to show the boys. Gather around and check it out.
That song is called My New Voice. It is streaming now. All the songs are streaming on Spotify and Apple Music and all the streaming services. Usually, they're released on a Monday. Usually, they're up and streaming by the next Friday. The lyric video is also on YouTube. Search for Jack Post or Jackie Road Studios on YouTube to see lyric videos for the last two songs. But all the songs are up there if you're looking for the lyrics. They're at least in the description for the ones that there aren't lyric videos for. Before I get into how I made that episode, let's quickly mention the world's fastest guitars. By the way, I haven't heard from Yamaha again. Haven't heard a peep from them. I don't think they're listening to the episodes. I haven't heard or know if they've seen anything I've put on social media. They didn't ask me to put on anything on social media. I only said that I would talk about the guitar in the podcast and give it away at the end of the series. I'm aiming to do 10 to 12 songs, which will take me 20 to 24 weeks, depending on if it's 10 or 12 songs, for the first series of this podcast, then release it as an album at the end of the series. So that will take us up until about November when the Yamaha is given away. How do you win the world's fastest guitar, the Yamaha RS720B? You simply interact with the show. For everybody whose email gets read on the show, you will get one raffle ticket. For emails that I really like, they will get two or more raffle tickets, depending on how much I like them. If you do something really cool, who knows how many raffle tickets you get. It's a simple raffle system. And then at the end of the series, all your names will go into a barrel. And maybe I'll do it like as a live stream so you know it's legit. I mean, I could still cheat that, I guess, if I wanted to. But you'll just have to trust me that I won't cheat it. We'll do it as a live stream. I'll pull a name out of the barrel and that person will be sent out the guitar. Now, don't know the logistics of including people from outside of Australia. I know there's some New Zealand fans of the pod. There's people who are fans of Christian O'Connell's breakfast show. Obviously, he came from England. So the podcast has actually got a surprising number of downloads each week in the UK. I don't know what it costs to send a whole guitar out to the UK. But don't let that discourage you from contributing and being part of the show. I will work that stuff out. For now, just send in your emails, jackieroadstudios@gmail.com. We'll figure out the logistics later. But you will be given raffle tickets. Also, everybody, of course, who's already made it onto the show will get a raffle ticket for being part of the show already. Can you please, though, just send me an email, an honesty system, tell me if you've already been on the show, because I don't want to go back, trawl back through the episodes and figure out who's already got a raffle ticket. So if your email has appeared on the show, just send me an email, jackieroadstudios@gmail.com, and say, I deserve one raffle ticket. And then I'll keep my ledger of who's got a raffle ticket at my end, and you guys remember who's got one at your end. It's that easy. Could it be any simpler? The Yamaha World's Fastest Guitar will be given to one of you at the end of the series. I can't wait. JackieRoadStudios@gmail.com for your emails. Of course, there's a whole bunch of new emails at the end of this episode. But first, let's get into how this week's song was put together.
How did he make it?
All right, welcome to Behind the Scenes Land. How did he make the song? Well, you might have heard the song was awesome sounding again this week. I had Feff, if you listened to the last making of episode, you would know that I've got a little mixing help in my back pocket at the moment, which is Michael Feffoglia. His nickname is Feff. Actually found him through the drummer who's on the most recent song is Kai Smith. Kai, thank you again for drumming on the song. And Feff is his old bandmate and a sound engineer from Newcastle who is just, I mean, I literally this week I asked him to put the finishing touches on the song. Like, can you just give it a final mix? And then he came back and he said some of my guitar playing wasn't perfect and could he do the guitars again? A shout out to Dylan as well. Dylan is a guy who reached out to me, goes under the name O North Music. So, sorry, just O North, but if you want to listen to his music, O North on Spotify. Dylan sang in the group vocals for the song this week, and he also laid down an original bass part, and then Feff got his hands on it, and he said, I want to do it again because I want to make it perfect. Awesome, Feff, that he's so passionate. But he kills himself over the weekend to get it done by the Sunday night. And I said last time, hey, it doesn't need to be perfect. I mean, you should hear the other songs. They're far from perfect. So this is all a work in progress, Feffy boy. But he went and polished it up. I love this week's song. And let me jump into where I started with it, which didn't sound... The first thing I recorded in my notes section, I record everything in my voice notes for people who are just here for the first time. Here's where I started. This doesn't sound anything like the song, but it's got some common lyrics with the song, and the theme is common, but this is just a way to show you that the songs don't all sound exactly like they sound at the end.
I'll improve how I sing.
So that was going to be that the hook there, like that. I want a new voice.
I'll improve how I sing with my invention. I want a new voice.
So then I came up with this, well, what's this one? This one's called Beautiful Voice. I think this is different again. Whoa. Oh, no. Okay, this is the first time I came up with that part where it's like trying my voice out for the first time, which then from here dictated the rest of the song.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You gave me a beautiful voice.
So that's, I came up with it, and that's me kind of experimenting with it. But where this was sort of inspired from, I guess, is we, my wife and I just watched Hamilton. If you haven't seen it, it's streaming on Disney Plus. It's a musical from New York that it's actually incredible. There's this part with the King of England, and I mean, it doesn't sound like this, but I don't know. I guess I just had this in my head, like this musical breakdown part of a big musical number.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And that's meant to be like a dramatic solo of the main character. So once I got that idea, I sort of formed the rest of the song backwards from there. Let's have a listen to what became more of what the song sounds like in its final version.
Whoa, I love my new voice.
Sometimes I swear I sing way better into voice notes than I do singing on the actual tracks. And maybe it's because I can sing better when I'm playing the guitar at the same time, or there's not like the little red recording light flashing in the booth here at Jackie Road Studios to say like, this is it, man, get it right.
Whoa, I love my new voice. I love my new voice. Oh, rah, 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 oh, this is my new voice. I can't wait to show the boys.
So my favorite part of the song is definitely this, like, I can't wait to show the boys angle. And I only came up with it because it's hard to rhyme stuff with voice. There's not a lot of rhymes with voice. So when I was just mucking around with it, I came up with that, like, I can't wait to show the boys. And that was just really funny to me, the idea that I go out and get a sweet, angelic-sounding voice that the doctor gave me, and all, like a footy team, all the boys want to get around me. And it's like, yes, we love his new voice. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. So when I locked into that idea, I was like, I was so happy because I was like, oh, this is gonna be really fun to make. So that takes me to probably my favorite part of what I worked on this week. And that is getting people who listen to the podcast to be part of the crowd vocals. So this is the first time I put it into voice notes just on my own.
Get around him, boys. 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 Get around him, boys.
Actually, that sounds... Sometimes I swear I record stuff in here, and then I never go back to listen to it. I actually think that melody's slightly different to the one that I got the crowd to sing, and I think it's a little bit better.
Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. So I knew I wanted to do the football club sounding like all these boys boisterous in a bar room. I didn't mean for that to all be alliteration. In a bar, you know, shouting out, like raising glasses to the roof, like, get around him, boys, and cheersing my brand new lovely voice. But I didn't know how to do that without physically getting all people into the same studio and doing it. And because we're in lockdown and you can't, last thing you can do is pack 10 guys into a little sound booth to record into one microphone. So I talked to a couple of people. I talked to Feff about it, who's doing the final mix on the song. I talked to a great guy called Nick Sweetman, who really helped out mixing the crowd vocals. So thank you to Nick. And essentially they said, if people record at home and stay back off the mic a little bit, shout it out like they are in a pub and they are part of a footy club singing this part of the song, it's probably possible to blend them all together and make it sound like a big group. So in the Logic, I recorded just the guitar part and one take of me singing what I wanted everybody to sing in the crowd vocals. That sounded like this.
Get around him, boys. 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 Get around him, boys.
So I sent that bit of audio out to everybody who replied on Instagram. I put a call out on Instagram saying, hey, if you want to do crowd vocals in the back of this week's song, get in touch. And man, I had an overwhelming response. And so thank you to all the people who got in early. Sorry to the people who I said, hey, I've already got plenty. I'm hoping to do it again sometime when the time is right, because it was really fun to work with everybody. But thank you to those who came forward and turned that little bit of what I was doing into this, isolated on its own. This is the crowd.
Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys.
So that is 10 people from their houses over Australia.
Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys.
Actually, I lie. I think there's one UK listener in there too.
Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys.
Get around him, boys.
Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys.
I don't think I explained as well when everybody recorded this at home what the reason they were getting around me was for, but they all embodied it perfectly. I can't do everybody, but let me just solo a few of them so you can hear what it sounded like. You know, people at their home doing it on their own versus what it sounds like altogether.
Get around him, boys. Get around.
Now, apologies. When I saved all your people who sent them in, I just saved them crowd vocals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I can't say you by name, but you'll know who you are.
Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys.
I do remember this guy. This guy's Matt. He is the first person to get back to me. That's why I remember him.
Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys.
And I'll just play a couple more of like people doing it at home on their own.
Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys.
Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys.
I love how some people interpreted like the footy club vibe that I asked for. Awesome. So all those together, I mean, I played it a second ago, but sounded like this on their own.
Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys. Get around him, boys.
And then, of course, in the final song, sounded like this. Cool. Obviously, Yodelay there is the best way to prove that you got a new voice that makes you the best singer in the world. Yodelay! Yodelay! How did he do it? Let's, I'll just quickly play you the drums. I mean, Kai is so awesome on drums. I gave him a shout out last week, but I want to do it again. Kai Smith, you can look for him on YouTube and Instagram for that punk rock stuff that I grew up with in the 90s and early 2000s. Check out his YouTube page. He's all over that. He does full discographies of, like, you know, say Lagwagon. He'll play 5 seconds of every one of their songs in order. It's crazy. And again, I mean, I'm going to change this actually because I think it's a bit of a pain in the ass for him. I don't play to a click track. So what that means is the song's not perfectly in tempo at any point. So especially when I'm changing from a fast bit to a slow bit like this.
I was fast asleep and he was deep.
Let's chat about this bit of the song.
You and I was
Okay, so that chord progression, I mean, is very borrowed from one of my favorite bands, NoFX. I talk about them a lot on the podcast, but maybe let's hear it side by side to a song called... I mean, they've actually used a similar chord progression in a few different songs, and in a moment I'll play an example of Green Day using it as well, but there's no denying there are parallels between this song, What's the Matter with Parents Today, and What I Did.
Smoking so much pot and hanging with my friends.
Cool. So not exactly the same. I think there's one chord that's different in there from my one, but let's have a listen to mine again.
You and I was fast asleep, and he was deep in my throat with his doctor's microscope, working away on my new voice.
Probably the most unique part of a chord progression like this is there's one part where it uses a major chord, a G major chord in this case, and then goes to a G minor chord, which is a pretty uncommon thing to do, is use the same chord in a major and minor right after each other. I'll point it out here. Oh, I mean, that's it, exactly where I hit play there. So this first chord you hear is G major. Ding, 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 ding. And then it goes to G minor. G major, G minor, and then resolves back to the D, which is what starts the chord progression. The same chord progression, but in a different key, can be found in this song.
Summer has come and passed, the innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Cool. So that starts, I think, with a G, and then they use the C major and the C minor straight after each other.
Come and pass, the innocent can never last.
Okay, here, C major,
me up,
C minor,
when September,
resolve at the G. So, I mean, they probably didn't invent it. I'm sure there's a lot of other examples of that, but that's what makes that bit unique and makes it unoriginal that I used it.
He promised me immediately after the surgery I'd sing.
A bit of cool bass work from Feff, who stole the bass in this one here. Which back in the song, you can hear that play really easily in between the guitar chords.
He promised me immediately after the surgery I'd sing like no one's ever sung before. I worked many hours later.
Yeah, another fast part, whatever. Let's go to the musical bit, the Hamilton bit. I mean, it sounds nothing like Hamilton, but let's call it the Hamilton bit.
He said, try it out, and I said, oh. Yo, this is my new voice. Oh, I love my new voice. Oh.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Let's compare that to the first time I ever sung that. Which is better?
Whoa, I love my new voice. I love my new voice.
I don't know, something about this bit I really like.
I love my new voice.
That sounds beautiful, Jackie boy. Whereas in here,
this is my new voice.
Trying to be too clever.
Oh, I love my new voice. Oh, ro, ho, ro, ho.
Cool, I love that bit. So I'll show you how I accidentally came across a bit like that, where it's like, I guess it's a double pause. That is definitely not the right word for it, but listen here.
I can't wait to show
pause.
Boys die.
So that the pause stays for twice as long as it should.
Boys, I can't wait to show the boys die.
So when I'm playing just on acoustic guitar, I sort of mimic that drum bit with just strumming up and down with no chord.
Oh, this is my boys. I can't wait to show the boys.
This bit.
The boys.
Which became this.
The boys die.
Awesome, awesome. Those drums are so cool. All right, a little bit of secrecy. That is a little bit of auto-tune on the vocals there to get that high. It's not auto-tune. It's called pitch shifting, where when you've sung it, you can actually go back in and make a particular note higher or lower. This part here.
Da-da-da-da, this is my new voice.
Here. I can't wait to show the boys. I can't wait to show them. I just couldn't sing it aggressively and on pitch at the same time.
And I can't wait to show the boys.
I don't know if you can hear that that's actually unnatural and pitch shifted, but that wait and show is, I've lifted the pitch of that vocal up.
Hey, this is my new voice, and I can't wait to show the boys. Gather around and check it out.
And our famous crowd vocals. So that is this week's song, My New Voice. Again, thanks to Feff, who put the final touches on it, actually end up doing the final guitar and the final bass as well. But then he just makes it sound so big. I don't know if we can rely on him all season to put that much effort in, but he says he loves doing it. He loves making it perfect. But that is this week's song. Thank you again to everybody who participated in the crowd vocals. I want to do something like that again if it naturally comes up and the song is asking for it, to get people involved. Let me know what you think of the song. It's streaming now on all the streaming services. It's on YouTube as well. Of course, the lyric video is up on YouTube too. You can find me at, is it Jackie Road Studios at YouTube? Let me just Google in YouTube and see what it is. If you look up Jack Post in YouTube, then, if you look up Jack Post in YouTube, I'm like the fifth thing down, and then you can click on there, you can see you can just have the normal songs are there if you're not on any of the streaming services, or you can see the lyric videos as well. Shout out to Sam Williamson from Woodside Media, who's doing the lyric videos.
It's time to read your emails, read your emails.
Before I jump into the emails this week, I'll just tell you about an album that I've been listening to pretty much on repeat since it came out. It's called West Coast versus Wessex. This is the NoFX Frank Turner split album, which means NoFX plays 6 of Frank Turner's songs, Frank Turner plays 6 NoFX songs. It is so good. These are two of my absolute favorite artists. One of Frank Turner's songs, Bianca and I used as our first dance song at our wedding. NoFX has been one of my favorite bands since I was a teenager, and it's so cool. I just, looking through the track listing, I'm honestly trying to think of what my favorite song is, but I just can't do it. I love them all so much. I especially love the Frank Turner covers of the NoFX song. So it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music and all the streaming services, West Coast versus Wessex, and I really recommend it. But let's jump into your emails. Before I get to the talking points that we did from Liam's episode, I will just answer this question from Canda. Hey, Jack, would love to hear why you've had to move out of your house, unless it's personal. Did you use cheap timber that was full of arsenic when you built it on the cheap? No, we did not use cheap timber. That is a rumor. We used quality timbers when we built our house. But we are out of it at the moment. We live across the road from a train line and they're raising it above the ground, making like a sky rail through our suburb. They've shut down our whole street, kicked everybody out of their houses. You can't even drive into the street. And so they've put us into temporary accommodation. And it was meant to be just like a serviced apartment. And then Bianca worked wonders to like let them choose our own Airbnb. And then we lucked out completely with the Airbnb we got. It's awesome. And you might see it. All that exposed brick on my Instagram feed at the moment is from this temporary apartment we're staying in. So I'm not officially in Jackie Road Studios, but you know what? Jackie Road Studios is more of a vibe than it is four walls in what used to be a bedroom in Coburg. Jackie Road Studios is a way of life. I remember this project I did once. I wrote about Dennis Bergkamp, who was the main striker in the Dutch national football team in the 90s. I actually talked about him on Instagram this week because I was talking about FIFA 98. And my cousin was living at our house at the time. And I remember I was having trouble even starting the project. So my cousin says, Dennis Bergkamp once said, football isn't a sport, it's a way of life. And then walked out of the room. I did not know he was joking and assumed I knew he was joking, and he just used the oldest cliche he could think of and completely made it up off the top of his head. But, you know, as a 10-year-old or however old I was like, oh man, that's philosophical, yeah. So my project starts. Dennis Bergkamp once said, football isn't a sport, it's a way of life. But this is a time before, like, teachers could really check if stuff was plagiarized or just complete bullshit. And even if they can check that stuff now, who's reading an essay by a 10-year-old and then double-checking if the quote is legitimate? Teachers, let me know if you're that thorough in your marking. All right, the talking point last week was high school bands. I was in a band called Last Chance. We had two original songs. We only played twice. I asked people to write in about their high school band. Chris Mewburn did just that. Chris says, hey, Jack, this might sound familiar. Back in high school, my two friends and I had a band called Last Remorse. Yes, very reminiscent of Last Chance. He said, all we did was play at lunchtime and the end of year concert, aptly named the Big Night In. Each year for the Big Night In, we would rebrand to build up the hype. So in year 10, we were called Last Remorse. In year 11, we were called Santa Fur. And in year 12, we were called Camel Toe. Yep. That is the exact type of thing that you in the band thinks is going to create a ripple through the school. And nobody else gives a shit at all. We did the same thing. We actually, Last Chance went through a few band names. We were Show Pony. Then we were the High Rollers. Then we were Last Chance. And pretty much like you did, we would make, every year we would make a poster to explain that Show Pony is no more. Show Pony is now the High Rollers. See us at lunchtime in the music room. No one gave a shit. The only reason people went to that is because they had nothing better to do, not because they were so excited to see the big rebrand take place. Chris says, God, we had so much fun and we generally thought we were going to make it. In reality, we never had a front person. We would just ask who was ever brave enough that year to be the front man for us and kick them out a week after the concert. Yep, okay. The front man or the front woman of a band, I don't think I'm going out on a limb to say, is the most important and the most prominent person in the band. To be so flippant that you just change your front man every gig is a bold move, Chris, and I like it. Long live Last Remorse. Tom Taylor says, I was in my brother's originals band in high school. We both went to Barton Court Grammar School in Canterbury, United Kingdom. Sounds posher than it is. It does sound posh. We'll start a band at Barton Court Grammar School with my brother. The band was called Angel Spider, one word, Angel Spider. My brother Matt was not much of a guitarist and even less of a singer, but immensely enthusiastic. We debuted at the school talent show with an original song called Embryo. Embryo has to be the perfect name for a song that a high school band would write and an alternative band would write and perform at a talent show at the school. Embryo is so good. Matt had long greasy hair and makeup and ended the performance with a mic drop and pretended to collapse on stage. After high school, I did continue to, in quotes, help out on guitar occasionally, playing the odd village hall gig from time to time. Although I was a little mortified at the time, looking back, I'm really glad I played with him. My brother sadly got a brain abscess a few years later, which has left him disabled. Ah, Tom, that sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear that. He still loves music, but doesn't work and wouldn't be able to play now. It's funny how much we take these things for granted. At the time, I didn't think much of it, but I'm really glad I played with him when I could. Tommy, man, I'm so sorry to hear that. That sucks. And I'm glad you have those memories together. Oh, man, you're making me think about my brother now and our memories together as kids and whether we do we still hang out enough. My brother plays guitar actually as well, but I was never in a band with him. Maybe it's time I start a band with my brother. Tommy. I have two brothers, by the way. If my youngest brother was listening to that, he would be so offended that I would just reminisce about one of my brothers. But one of my brothers is very close in age to me, and the other one is much younger. I love them both, and I love my sister. I love my mum and dad. Tom, thanks so much for your email, and much love to your family and your brother, man. And thank you for listening from the UK. Matt Cross says, hey, Jack, love the latest episode in the new song. You and Liam talking about high school bands made me reminisce back to my teenage days. I was in three different bands, Bad Influence, Catalyst, and The Secret Sandwiches. They actually got worse. Bad Influence is a great name. Catalyst is a bit pretentious. The Secret Sandwiches, I mean, I would, at that stage, I wouldn't even bother. Somewhere in between these high school projects, I decided on a solo career where I released, he said in quotations, I released three singles. The gang chant in your latest track made me think of a song I wrote and recorded when I was roughly 17 called Just Go Away. I've dug through the archives and I've managed to salvage the original recording. I never thought it would see the light of day again, but I've summoned the courage and attached it as an MP3. Apologies for the poor audio recording. I didn't have access to a proper studio, so I downloaded a free version of Audacity onto the home computer and recorded all the instruments and voices through a guitar hero. microphone. The drums were played on a Casio keyboard. That is awesome. All right, I've got it here. He says, the snippet I've attached is the gang chant chorus where I convinced my school friends and my family members to sing the lyrics into the microphone. All right, let's have a listen to Matt's song. Maddie, that is pretty good for recording through a Guitar Hero microphone. I've got the lyrics here. That gang lyrics is, I may be wrong, but I'm sure you're not right. So what you're doing here is just like Johnny said, it's my life. Everyone will agree when they hear me say 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's have a listen. That actually had the crowd vocal feel to it. I'm just impressed that you were able to do that with such limited resources. Maddie, you're going to get two raffle tickets for that. I didn't say, but Chris and Tom get a raffle ticket each for the Yamaha prize at the end of the year. Maddie, you've earned yourself two raffle tickets there, boy. The other thing we've been doing on email, of course, and it's a running thing, keep it coming in if you're catching up to the podcast late, but little moments in songs that aren't the big hook, aren't the big chorus, but you know, your attention to detail, because you know the song so well, you start to anticipate these bits, and it's what you live for in the song. We had some great ones last week. This one comes in from Andrew Audsley. Andrew says, listening to the other moments from songs reminded me of this brilliant throwback. The Killers snuck into one of their songs. This song is called Miss Atomic Bomb, happens at 3:20 into the track. Let's have a listen to The Killers' Miss Atomic Bomb. Here it is. The dust cloud has settled and my eyes are clear. So you guys, I love this. The Killers sneak in the Mr. Brightside guitar riff, but it's been tweaked a little bit to match this song. The two songs together tell a complete story. Awesome. Okay, well, let's obviously next have a listen to Mr. Brightside. Classic song, and let's have a listen to this part at 3:20 in Miss Atomic Bomb. Let's hear that one more time. And one more time for reference. That's a cool pickup, Andrew. All right, let's keep as a subcategory of this. I guess it could be its own category at all. Bands who use bits of their own song in other songs of theirs. So the one I'm going to mention, like the band that has to get mentioned every week on this podcast, Green Day and American Idiot. Listen out for Trey Cool's drum fill at the end of the chorus. All right, one more time just so it sticks in your memory. End of the chorus. Then later on in the same album, in the song Homecoming, Trey Cool gets his own singing part, and to introduce his part in the song, he plays that same drum fill.
Jeez.
Here it is. Cool. If you have any more, send them to me. It would help as well if you could time code the YouTube clips so that I can find it easily. Bands who take a bit of their own song and use it in a different song. That's a great example, Andrew. This next one comes in from Lucas Morrow. He just says parts of... he just simply says dot, 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 parts of song. And then he sends me the YouTube clip for... let's open it up. Uriah Heep, Gypsy. All right, Uriah Heep. I don't know a heap about, but no pun intended. I don't know a heap about Uriah Heep. Let's quickly refresh our memories. English rock band formed in London in 1969. Uriah Heep, popular during the 70s. All right, now we've got this as a refresher. He goes, before I tell you the moment in the song, first have a listen to this song, Gypsy by Uriah Heep, and tell me it didn't heavily inspire Wolf Mothers, Joker, and the Thief. All right, let's have a listen to Uriah Heep, Gypsy. All right, this is very Joker and the Thief. I was only 17. Yep. Agreed. A lot of parallels there between Uriah Heep's Gypsy and Joker and the Thief by Wolf Mother. But let's get into the part of the song that Lucas loves at the 4:10 minute mark. Lucas says, I used to drive Uber, and if I had passion... he goes, if I had passengers that were special enough, I would introduce them to this song and be sure to pull over and wait respectively for the 45 seconds of this breakdown for the drums to come back in and then drive off again. I can't imagine that. I wonder if you got downvoted or what do you get, stars at Uber, like if people gave you zero stars because you pulled over on the side of the road to play them this song. Let's have a listen to it. This is The Breakdown in Uriah Heep Gypsy. 45 seconds starting from now. Okay. Pretty much sounds like the song is finished to me. Lucas is sitting awkwardly in the front seat of the Uber. I'm sitting in the back thinking, oh, I'm already late for my appointment, as is. Why don't we get the show on the road, Lucas? Tension building. This better be good, Lukey. Yes! 5 stars, Lucas! All right, Lucas. Awesome, I love that. You can have 2 raffle tickets. Andrew, I missed you as well. You can have 1 raffle ticket. I'm new to the raffle tickets, so I'm forgetting who gets raffle tickets. All right, I got so many emails to read here, but I got to move on. All right, I'm going to... And another Andrew's written in. Andrew Hay, if you're listening, I'm going to do yours in the next Making Of episode. It's awesome. Can't wait to share it with people. Sorry I didn't get to you, and sorry to everybody else who I didn't get to this week. To finish to the show today, this comes in from another Andrew. Is there a bigger supporter of Andrew's than this podcast? If you're an Andrew, let me know. Well, no, don't let me know. Don't send me an email just if you're an Andrew. But for all your emails, jackieroadstudios@gmail.com. Andrew says, can I give you some small feedback? Can you finish the podcast with some sort of musical fade out? I thought I missed the ending and had to go back and listen again. It's like the plug just got pulled because you stopped abruptly. Keep up the good work with the podcast, but please finish with some sort of music. So for the next 2 weeks, before the next Making Of episode, the call is out there for anybody who wants to send forth some outro music for the podcast. It could be something you've already made or something you make from scratch, but we need some outro music for the Making Of episodes. I am too busy working on the weekly songs to make the outro music, so it must go to one of you, and you will be showered with raffle tickets for the Yamaha if yours is chosen. JackieRoadStudios@gmail.com. The best I can give you this week is a little bit of Goodbye Andrew humming. The podcast is done.